Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. Number one, while men are dying earlier than women, this article says that women live more lives of ill health than men do. The Guardian is saying that men are dying, but we should instead focus on the facts that women are uncomfortable in their old age. Men die early, and women are most affected. That's what happens every time. It's so bad that even this person is saying that female doctors should misdiagnose life-threatening illnesses in men, so that women receive treatment instead. I never thought about that with female and group preference, but it makes sense, that they would downplay male illnesses so women would get help instead. Up next, this woman says being fat in the workplace is hard, and that standing up for yourself is harder. I think what she really means is standing up by herself is even harder. Sometimes the jokes just write themselves. Think of all the pressure on those kneecaps. They're probably going to pop right out of those sockets. Standing up is almost as hard as shoveling 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day down your gullet, it seems. But seriously, I bet it's not easy hiring a crane to move around every morning. Number three, maybe if women wanted to fight actual rape culture, they'd go to India. Because a court has ruled that a husband may do what he wants with his wife, so long as she's 15. I thought this story was fake, but it's not. Then again, Canadian feminists will probably have to face laws like this here, because it's rapidly becoming Canuckistan. Who would have thought that importing men from the third world would lead them to treating Western women the way they would treat women from their own countries? Color me shocked. Moving on, the internet is shocked as a woman offers to rent half of her bed for $658 in Toronto. That sounds like a bargain. Next thing you know, she'll be renting out half her body too. But seriously, it's probably a trap because just like that, she will file a false allegation against you. Something tells me that the bedroom also doesn't look like this. It'll probably be a hellhole, and if it does look like that, then the woman is either a man in disguise or the most unattractive woman in the world. Number five, we have a 600-pound man arrested after running a drug operation all from his bed. Really? Running? He looks like he could barely stand. We've all heard of Breaking Bad, and I guess we can call this Breaking Bed. He's probably too fat to put in the standard prison cell, too. But with a body like that, he's already in a prison, so to speak, so there's no need to incarcerate him. When the police arrest him, at least they don't have to worry about there being a foot chase. I wonder if you can even see his feet through all that flesh. Up next is the difference between how feminists think that women would run the world versus the way it would actually go. Women are more likely to start war statistically. Lesbian relationships are more violent, and yet they always say that if a woman was in charge, there would be no wars. It's pure projection. In a feminist world, a bunch of them would try and befriend bears as well, only to never be seen again. Number seven is a woman saying that this generation of men are no longer patient. And if their wives cheat, they expose them on social media instead of submitting and trying to fix the relationship. How will another woman take him seriously or marry him if he rats her out? And she wonders why marriage is at record lows. Real men don't want to get cheated on, let alone submit to a cheating wife. This is the type of person you need to stay the hell away from. Moving on, we have a 24-year-old school teacher busted for making out with a guy that was in the 5th grade, only 3 months before her wedding. I wonder if she made him buy her dinner first. So I guess that making out is what we're calling it now. Many men in the past were lynched just for making out, so to speak. This'll be a big court victory for the kid, as the school insurer will probably have to pay off the victim. Looks like this woman gave the 5th grader the gift of learning. Number nine is the difference in appearance if a woman chose to go to a trade school instead of a university. But remember guys, the boiler manufacturing companies have a 99.3% male workforce, so the one on the right is probably just looking for game. I'd be surprised if she even knew how to spell Boilermaker. The feminist, on the other hand, says that cats are greater than people. Sounds like her cat gave her a parasite or something. Up next, we have a 42-year-old male resenting his 40-year-old stay-at-home wife. She doesn't cook, clean, work, and gained 80 pounds after having a child. He cooks and cleans and helps the kid with homework. He takes on both the male and female roles in the relationship. I've seen this happen to a cousin once. I wanted to tell him that women only do as much as they can get away with, but I didn't want to be responsible for breaking up his marriage. But just 80 pounds. I'd be upset too. Number 11, the story of Helen of Troy is a story about a war that cost 25,000 men their lives, and was started because one woman couldn't control her instinct to ride the Royal Rooster roller coaster and leave her old husband for a young attractive Chad Prince. On the flip side, has there ever been a war because a man cheated on a wife? I don't think so. And it was all for nothing because in the end she still went back to her husband. Moving on, a woman shames a man and says, you know he's broke when he only lets you order water. Some guy gets back to her and says, you know you're broke when you depend on someone else to pay your meal. But I bet you this guy thinks she's fat and her date is just trying to hint at something. If she's not buying you rounds of beers on the first date, then what good is she to you? You deserve a better woman. Drizzle, drizzle. Number 13, when you know, you know. After seeing this, I'm frantically searching motherless.com for bear bang. But I really hope that one of these bears has a D that's long enough to satisfy her. Along with the money, emotional availability, muscles, and slave mentality of the modern man. All the talk about women chasing bears over men, I just can't bear it anymore. And by the way, is that Dylan Mulvaney? Also, is it true that women's periods attract the bears to them? I saw that on Married with Children once. Up next, one time this Lonely Fools model told a guy she was out on a date with that she had a Lonely Fools account and he walked right out on her. Then later this base Chad subscribed to her page and sent the photos to her mother, probably with a message saying, you should have been a better mom. But if she has no shame in her profession, surely she won't mind if mom knows what she does, right? Number 15, a woman is crying and upset and asking a man for help. But all he can do is smile, leaving, saying she chose the bear over him. I also like the previous woman's boots next to her. Those are a nice touch. But the bears are getting stressed out because of all the women and wish that men would stop sending them those women. They're unbearable. His emotional support human says, I know, bro. I know. Also, does anyone get any particular gay furry vibes from this image? Moving on is a woman on death row and the guard asks her what she'd like to have as her last meal. She says, I don't know. What do you want? The guard tells her sushi. She then says, I don't want sushi. The guard asks her, then why did you ask me? She asks because it's not about the meal. It's about the drama from messing with his head, which is a lot more satisfying. Then again, it might be a tactic also for delaying her execution. Number 17, Anne Hathaway recalls a gross audition where she had to kiss 10 men in a single day. What she forgets to mention is that she probably kissed more than that at a Diddy party and not on the lips. The truth is that if she found all 10 of them attractive, she wouldn't be complaining. Then again, she's old now and is probably just saying this to try and get some attention and stay relevant. Up next, Canada is building a Rainbow People monument in Ottawa. Before they finish this monument, they'll have to tear it down and start all over again, because there'll be more letters added to the Prison People Registry. Also, most Canadians are sitting on the sofa, which represents Canada, and they're asleep as the dumpster fire of a country keeps burning down. Remember Canada. This is the person running the country. It's even creepier when you notice the Spy Kids poster in the background. Number 19, this Russian woman marries a briefcase named Gideon after buying him at a local hardware store. In the past, we used to have asylums for people like this. Today, we write news stories about their insanity, and they get attention for it, which encourages them further. We need to stop. If we locked them away, they wouldn't get any more attention, so they would behave themselves now, wouldn't they? Looks like in Russia, the cats have gone their own way. Moving on, the UK Sun deleted this post about sex robots and how they would exist 10 years from 2015. I guess their prediction didn't come true. Remember that people overestimate change in the short run and underestimate change in the long run. But I think it also looks like the women don't actually want it to happen. If they delete images of the idea, then they're probably hoping it never comes true because no one will think of it. But it will at some point. Number 21, this is Dr. Klein, a fertility doctor who illegally fathered 94 kids using his own baby batter. He only got a 1-year suspended sentence. All that, and he didn't even get sued for child support. What a great guy. Yet guys that don't support their one kid conceiving it the old-fashioned way are jailed because they refuse to pay child support for them. This man's nickname is probably the Sperminator. Up next, a guy dating this girl says he came over to her house, but her father was standing on the porch. She says no, that was her without her wig, and she wants him to come back. But that's his excuse. He knew she was bald because he saw her on the porch, and he knows good and well that she doesn't know who her father is. He just doesn't want to date Baldo Geraldo here. Number 23, what is happening to women? This one is pregnant, polyamorous, and is looking for something casual, and for possibly leading to more. The bull ring and tattoos check out. I'm just wondering why she doesn't have purple hair yet. She even has a happy pride rainbow on the top right of her picture. No wonder Tinder is going bust if there are women out there like this on there. When she says she hopes it leads to more, she's hoping some white knight mangina ends up saving her. Moving on is a woman not taking accountability to pay back her student loans. She says that the people lending her $20,000 at the age of 18 need to learn financial responsibility instead. Well, then it's a good thing that student loan debt is exempt from bankruptcy law. Imagine that. A woman refusing to take accountability yet the system still making her accountable. She better get on OnlyFans if she wants to pay that off. You can't spell off without OF. Number 25 and the last one, Governor Sanders from Arkansas declares a state of emergency before the total eclipse. She's from the south, so maybe she confused the eclipse with the rapture. Calm down, lady. The sun really wasn't going away. It's gonna come back, unlike the Chad you slept with last night. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then please donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.